proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. I want to thank you for joining me. Today, I'd like to share with you another Hebrew nugget. This material is provided by our dear friend in ministry, Jackie Powell. You can find this transcript, as well as other valuable Hebrew study resources, at her website, lightforisrael.org. Now then, let's dig into this lesson. We all struggle at times with knowing exactly what to do in difficult situations. God provided the children of Israel two forms of guidance that He also gives us today if we are truly seeking His will. In the Torah portion we are discussing today, Israel finally departs from Mount Sinai, where they have been encamped for at least a year, while they received the law, and while they made the tabernacle and its furnishings. Numbers chapter 10, verses 11 and 12 reads, "And it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from off the tabernacle of the testimony. And the children of Israel took their journeys out of the wilderness of Sinai, and the cloud rested in the wilderness of Paran." God gave specific instructions about two types of guidance that He would use to direct the children of Israel to Canaan. First, in Numbers chapter 9, He spoke of the cloud, or in Hebrew we say Anan. In Numbers 9, verses 17 and 18, this cloud abode on the tabernacle. The word Anan in Hebrew occurs in the Hebrew Bible 141 times, and although it refers to a literal cloud in the sky, this cloud is very often God's very presence, as in the case here in Numbers chapter 9. The word cloud is first used in this manner in Exodus 13, when God led the children of Israel out of Egypt. Many verses in Exodus talk about God's appearing in the cloud to lead Israel. In Exodus chapter 14, verses 19 and 20, there was a cloud of darkness to the Egyptians to keep them from harming the children of Israel before they could cross the Red Sea. Later, God descends upon Mount Sinai in a thick cloud before giving the law. In Exodus 40, God is in the cloud that covered the tent of the congregation. In Leviticus 16, verse 2, God said, "I will appear in the cloud upon the mercy seat," which was in the tabernacle. Later, when Solomon completed the temple, the cloud of God's glory filled the temple. So, the scriptures are very clear that God used the cloud to designate His presence. In addition to the cloud, God had an audio form of guidance, as in the two silver trumpets. The English word trumpet occurs 104 times in the King James Version. In 44 of those occurrences, the underlying Hebrew word is shofar, a ram's horn. However, here in Numbers 11, the Hebrew word speaks of those two silver trumpets that Moses was to use for the calling of the assembly and for the journeying of the camps. Verses 1 through 10 give the specific rules for blowing the trumpets and sounding the alarm, so the people would know what to do when they heard the different blasts of the trumpets. So, God provided ample guidance for them on their journey. After all, God's goal was for the children of Israel to arrive in Canaan. Basically, God's guidance could be divided into two categories: things that could be seen, such as the cloud, and things that could be heard, such as the shofar. I think God continues to guide us in these basic ways. The things which can be heard, of course, is His word, and the things that are seen are the circumstances in our life, and God will use both to guide us along the right path. According to Numbers, when the cloud rested, the people were to rest. When the cloud moved, the people were to move. Maybe they had been traveling many days and needed rest. It is comforting to know that God knows when we need to rest. Also, sometimes God causes us to stop and rest, so we can have time to meditate on Him. When we are very busy in activity, we don't have the proper time to meditate upon Him, and so He calls for a halt to our activities. God always set the pace for the children of Israel's journeys in the desert, and He inserted the necessary rest stops along the way. And so today, God guides those who seek to follow Him. God sets the pace for our earthly sojourn and inserts rest stops along the way. Now this here has been another Hebrew Nugget provided by Jackie Powell. And if you'd like to hear this program again, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And also as we close this program, let's remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6, where it says in Hebrew, "Sha'alu shalom Yerushalayim." Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.